Okay, the Indian that we're going to discuss today is Poletus Shechvazeh Hamtanis Heyomim. We know that we discussed that even though Midaraisa needed, doesn't need Zayin Nikiyim, but Midrabanan, there was a Takana of Rebbe Vasados and then Chumras the Bnos Yisrael, that a Nida needs Zayin Nikiyim. So, L'chora, that should mean that whenever she stops bleeding, so she could do a Hefsek Tara, she bleeds for 3 days, she should be able to do a Hefsek Tara, and then, say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so Wednesday before Shkia, let her do a Hefsek Tara, and then start the Zayin Nikiyim on Thursday. That really should have been the din. However, as we'll see in Halacha, and we'll see the differences between Ashkenazim and Sfardim, that there's a requirement to wait a certain amount of time, which the Psak Mekubal for Ashkenazim is to wait 5 days, including the days of the Rias. So if she sees Dam for 3 days, 4 days, she waits one more day, and does a Hefsek Tara before Shkia on that day, and then starts the Zayin Nikiyim afterwards. And so what we're going to discuss today is the Makar for this Halacha and the discussion of perhaps in certain situations maybe there are coolers in this aspect of waiting the 5 days. So the simple idea before we see the Gemaras is that we wait 5 days and we'll see where the five comes from. Because there is a din of Poleta Shechvazera, which means that when a woman had Tashmish Hamita with her husband, so she has Zera in her body, and when the Zera comes out, that's called a Poleta Shechvazera, that the Shechvazera came out of her body. And that makes her tummy. There's a certain, and we'll see what the nature of that tumma is, but there's a tumma that is comes about through Poleta Shechvazera. And the assumption that the poskim have, and we'll see where they get it from, is that a Poleta Shechvazera makes the woman tummy, and therefore if she's tummy, and she'll have a plate plita of a Shechvazera during her Zayin Nikiyim, that will ruin one of the days of the Zayin Nikiyim and perhaps ruin the whole thing because you might require that the Zayin Nikiyim be consecutive. So that will ruin the Zayin Nikiyim. So if we say that she could count right away, we're afraid that there's still some Shechvazera in her body, and she's going to be polite that Shechvazera during the Zayin Yimei Nikiyim, and hence destroying the Nikiyim. And therefore, we have to wait a certain amount of time to be sure that she's not going to be a Poleta Shechvazera, because the assumption is, and the different shittas in the Gemara, that after a certain amount of time, even if there's Shechvazera still in her body, but the Shechvazera becomes impotent. It's no longer being able to, fertilize an egg. It's totally impotent. And therefore, that Shechvazera, when it's impotent, that Shechvazera, if it leaves her body, does not render her tummy. So therefore, we're going to wait a certain amount of time that even if there's some Shechvazera left, it's going to be already Nisrach. And therefore, she won't have a din of Poleta Shechvazera, and therefore, the Zayin Nikiyim will remain intact. And so we have to see, why 5 days, where does that come from? So the first discussion that the Gemara has, this is the famous sugya of Matan Torah, because the discussion in the Gemara, whether the Torah was given on Vav Sivan or on Zayin Sivan, is related to this, because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted when the Torah be given, so everyone should be Tahar. So the women should not be a Poleta Shechva Zera. So they had the Shlosha Yimei Hagbala, they had the days before that they couldn't be with their husbands, so they shouldn't be a Poleta Shechva Zera at the time of Matan Torah. And depending upon what the Zman is, for how long the din of Poleta Shechva Zera is going to apply, will have an impact on when Matan Torah was, and Hilchas Nida as well. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos Peivav Amid Aleph Tana Rabbanim, Poleta Shechva Zera Biyom Hashlishi Tahora, Divrei Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So Rav Elazar ben Azariah says that, say she has Tashmish Amita on Tuesday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, already Thursday, any Zera that comes on the third day already, she's okay. In other words, anything that's going to come out of her body, again, she was Nivellus on Tuesday, so anything that comes out of her body of Tuesday, Wednesday, that's going to render her tummy. But the third day already, we assume that the Shechva Zera is Nisrach, and therefore will not render her tummy. That's the opinion of Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel says differently. Pa'amim shehein dalat onos, pa'amim shehein hey onos, pa'amim shehein vav onos. That he says no. That 3 days is not long enough. And the way Rashi explains is you need 4 days. You need 4 days. Now, 4 days, each day has two onos to it. Because it's the night period and the day period. So each day is a composite of two onos. So 4 days could sometimes be four onos, sometimes be five, and sometimes be six. Depending upon what time in the day she was nivellus. In other words, if she was nivellus later in the day, so obviously she took up already the ona. In other words, depending upon what time of the day she's nivellus will depend upon whether 4 days will, how many onas 4 days are. But once you're in the fourth day, already it's not a problem. So sometimes, as Rashi says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Pamim Shem Polachlok Vlomad La Poletes Begimel Lishimusha Tmeya Avol Poletes Vedalet Tahora. That there was the first opinion said once it's the third day it's mutter. He says no, third day is not good enough. You need to be in the fourth day to be mutter. In other words, the Torah only cares about that it should be the fourth day. So sometimes the fourth day, say if she was nivellus late in the day, meaning right before Shkia on Monday, and she's poletus, so that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and she's poletus early on Thursday, meaning Erev Thursday, so that's going to be a much shorter amount of time, right? Then you can only have, let's count. In other words, if she's nivellus Monday late in the day, right? So then you can only have the two onos of Tuesday, the two onos of Wednesday, right? And that's it, because if she was poletus, if she was nivellus late in the beginning, and then she poletus early on Thursday, so you only have really dalet onos. But then it could be as much as six, because if she's nivellus early on Tuesday, meaning Sunday night, right after Shkia, and she's not poletus till Thursday late in the day, so then there's going to be six onos. So depending upon when she's nivellus and what she's poletus, it could be 4 onos, it could be 5 onos, it could be 6 onos. But the key thing is that it's a din in day number 4. We don't care how many onos it is. It's day number 4. In contrast to the other opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says day number 3 is already mutter. Then Rabbi Akiva is the third opinion. Rabbi Akiva omer l'olam hey. No. Rabbi Akiva is the first one to express himself in terms of onos. In other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is only concerned about days. Day 3, the Shifa Zera is meaningless. And even if she's poletus, it's not going to matame. The second opinion says, all I care about is day 4. I don't care how many onus it's going to be. Sometimes it'll be 4, sometimes it'll be 5, sometimes it'll be 6. I don't care. And the third opinion is Rabbi Akiva says, no, I care about onus. You have to have 5 onus. Now, so each onus, right, each day has 2 onus. So you need 5 of those onus. Right? L'olam hei. However, im yotza mixas ona rishona nosnim lo mixas ona shishas. But say she's nivella Sunday night, 3 hours into the night. So the ona, the first ona is not complete, right? So he's concerned that you need to have complete onos. So you're lacking 3 hours, right? So what you do is at the end, add 3 hours on the other side. So if, for example, she's nivellus, say Sunday night, right? So Sunday night she's in nivellus, so that's the first ona. But she's nivellus 3 hours into Sunday night. Then Monday morning is the second ona. Monday night is the third ona. Tuesday morning is the 4th, and Tuesday night is the 5th. Oh, so you have 5 onus. But the problem is, it's not complete because you missed, you missed some at the beginning. So therefore, you have to wait 3 extra hours to be mashlim. To be mashlim what you didn't have in the beginning. And it'll come out that you'll have 5 complete onus. Okay, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And then the Gemara has a whole discussion that this is all going to be toloi on when Matan Torah was. Because Amru Rabban Kameh Rapapa, Amli Rapapa Larova, Bishlam Elazar ben Azariah Rabbanu Dami Behei Ovid Prisha, that Hey Sivan was the Prisha. So Mamela Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Dom Rabbi Dalet Ovid Prisha. So in other words, so depending upon how many days the Shechva Zera is going to be Nisrach is going to be Toloi on how to figure out the days of Matan Torah. Then you can look up. You'll see the Gemara discusses in detail of how to figure out the days of whether it was Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan, depending upon how many days you hold that the Shechva Zera is still considered potent to mitame the Isha. And because we wanted everyone to be Tahar for Matan Torah. Okay, so here we have 3 opinions in the Gemara. We have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says day 3, Rabbi Shmuel says day 4, and Rabbi Akiva says hey onos, but not just tam hey onos, but you have to make sure to be mashlim the amount of hours that you missed in the first ona, because he wasn't mishamish to meet the right by Shkia. It was 5 hours into Shkia. So memela, so that amount of time you'll be mashlim at the end, and until you have that amount of hours at the end, she'll still be metamic. So then the Gemara in Shabbos has on the next daf has another shita on Peivavam Adbeis. Amar Rab Chiya. I mean, it's kedai that you should go through the sugya of Matan Torah. It's very interesting. And that's the famous Mogen Avraham's Kasha, that based on the way we paskin about how many onos you need to let the Shechva Zeret, should come out that we hold that Zayin Sivan the Torah was given. So how can we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu and Vav Sivan? That's the first Mogen Avraham, you know, right in Hilchos Shavuos. It's a famous Mogen Avraham based on this whole sugya. It says we're not consistent the way we paskin Ugabi Polat Shechva Zeret and Ugabi the way we paskin by that we call it Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So he gives his famous parrots that it's one of his terutzim is that it's a remez to Yodin Sheni, that whatever, you can look it up. But then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zodi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Achachomim Omim Sheish Onos Shleimos Be'inan. That another opinion that we haven't seen yet. Right? We haven't seen this opinion. We saw 3 days. And 3 days means it doesn't matter how many onus it is. As long as it's 3 days. So it could be the first day could be a mashahu because you could have had the beer right at the end of the day. Right? So it's not really an onus at all. It's 2 minutes. But according to the opinion that it's a din in days, you just work with days. Right? And we had the opinion of 4 days, and then the opinion of 5 onos, and now we have another opinion that you need sheish onos shleimus. So until 6 onos pass, you're not going to get rid of the problem of polat shechva zera. Now the Groa has the girsa of the Gaonim, take a look, that gimel onos. And that's the Rambam's opinion. If you take a look at the Rambam, 1 second. If you take a look at the Rambam, what page? Page 17. Parak Yehe of Avos HaTumah Halacha Yud Aleph. Ha'isha Shepalta Shechva Zerim Palta Oso B'toch Sholos Onos Harei Tmei Kero Akeri. Ticha Seseres Yom Echad. Yimai Sazov Kisha Ro Akeri. Matav Kolshu. And Shechva Zerim Asma. So the Rambam always has this din of 3 onos. So according to the Rambam, 3 onos. So that's very short, right? A day is 2 onos already. So 3 onos, that's a very short amount of time, according to the Rambam. We'll see that we are choshesh. So that's the girsas of the Gona, but the girsa we have in the Gemara is sheish onos. So if you hold sheish onos, so sheish onos is and shleimos, so that means that sheish onos could be 3 days, right? But the day that we're not including the day of the tashmish hamita because that's not a complete onah. So Mimela, but after that day, we wait 3 more days. So Mimela, you'll have 4 days. So from the time that a person had the bia, so you have three more days, which are 6 onos, and then you could totally be assured that there will not be no issue of polata shechva zera. So really, we'll see that we only should have to wait once the woman starts bleeding. So really, you should only have to wait 4 days, because to make sure that the din of polata shechva zera is taken care of. But we'll see. There's an added chumrah that we wait the 5th day as well. Okay, now this issue of poleta shechva zera that's so sir. See, so far what we saw from the Gemara in Shabbos is we didn't see that. What we saw is that poleta shechva zera is metame, and at Matan Torah we didn't want people to be tame. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Al tikshu alisha," to make sure that when Matan Torah came, none of the women. So already they had to abstain from Tashmish Hamita a couple of days before. So when it came time to Matan Torah, no woman would be a poleta shechva zera. Good. But we're saying a bigger chiddush than that. We're saying that a poleta shechva zera ruins Zayin Nikiyim. That we don't see in the Gemara and Shabbos. Because not everything in the world ruins Zayin Nikiyim. I'll give you a ludicrous example. A woman goes to a Levaya during the Zayin Nikiyim, right? So no one's going to say, oh, she was Matame herself, so she ruined the Zayin Nikiyim. That's ridiculous, right? Because you need a Tumah of Nida to ruin the Zayin Nikiyim. Just because you touch a sheret, or you go into an oil of mace, doesn't ruin the Zayin Nikiyim, right? So who says that poleta shechva zera has the ability of ruining Zayin Nikiyim? Maybe poleta shechva zera is the same thing like going into the oil of mace. Poleta shechva zera is not dam nida. In other words, you don't see at all from the Gemara and Shabbos that it ruins Zayin Nikiyim. All you see is that a woman's poleta shechva zera becomes tamei. Good. So what? So who says that should ruin Zayin Nikiyim? So that's the question that we have to deal with. Nehechi tasty that it should ruin Zayin Nikiyim. True, it's tamei, but not every tumah renders the Zayin Nikiyim to be invalid. So there are two Gemaras in Nida that are relevant to this question. On page 4, the Gemara Nida Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Two lines from the bottom. Boy, Rami Barchama. Poleta shechva zera mahu shetistor beziva. Roa haisav is soseres, odilma nogas haisav lo sasra. Whereas a woman is a zava. A woman is a zava. A real zava. And we treat our women ki'ilu that they're zavas. But a woman is a zava and she's a poleta shechva zera. And we know that a woman is a zava needs zayin nikiyim midaraisa. So it's a real requirement of zayin nikiyim. So Gemara says, ma'al shetistor beziva. In other words, this question that we just raised is the Gemara Shaila. In other words, is it necessarily a tumah that's going to soser the Zayin Nikiyim? Because as we said, not every tumah in the world is going to be soser Zayin Nikiyim. So this is a lamdasha shaila the Gemara has here. What's the nature of this tumah of poleta shechva zera? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Roa haisa, whereas maybe it's a tumas riyah. What does that mean? In other words, a woman, She becomes a Nida. How does she become a Nida? Not because she touched the blood of the Nidus, because she discharged that dam from her mokor into the prosdor that made her a Nida. Not because there was any physical contact, but rather the discharge of this fluid from one area to the other area that renders the woman a Nida. So perhaps the nature of Poleta Shechva Zera is the same idea. It's a tumah zariya. It's a tumah because she discharged this fluid from her body. Whereas opposed to Nida, it's discharging it from... So she discharges it from the mukher to the prosdor. So the same thing perhaps over here. So if it's a tumas ri'iya, so then the Gemara says, I can hear that it's soser. Because the idea is that Zayinikim, the chiddush of Zayinikim, I would have thought, if you would ask me, without seeing a Gemara, I would laugh at you. He's saying Zayinikim means Nikim from Nida. Doesn't mean Nikim from the whole world, from every tumah there is. But the Gemara understood that also. But the Gemara said, if you assume that Poleta Shechvazera is a tumah of discharge, similar to what Nida is or Zava is, then Taka is Soser. However, O Dilma, perhaps it's not so. Nogas Haisa Velo Sosra. But maybe no. Maybe the pshat in Poleta Shechva Zera, it's not because of the discharge. It's because the Shechva Zera comes in physical contact with the woman's body while she's discharging it, and her body is touching the Shechva Zera. That makes her Tameh. But it's not a Tumas Ri, it's a Tumas Maga. So the Gemara says, if it's a Tumas Maga, it won't be Sosa. Then it's no different than the woman touching a mace or going into touching a sheret. So it's a tumas maga. So just like it would be ridiculous for anyone to think that if a woman's touching a sheret during the Zayin Nikiyim that it's soser, so it would be, so the same thing over here. Even though, you know, over here it's related to that part of the body that's goring her to be a nida, but so what? So what? Ostensibly speaking, it's no different than Tumas Maga. So that's the Shaila of the Gemara. Is Poleta Shechva Zera a Tumah of Ri'iya, or is it a Tumah of Maga? And the Gemara over here, you look, on Lama Gimel Amad Beis, doesn't come to a conclusion. You can look at the rest of the Gemara till the end of the bracket, doesn't come to a conclusion. Now, this same Ibaya is repeated in the Gemara Nida on Membeza Medala. Boy, Minei Rav Shmuel, on page 6. Boy, Minei Rav Shmuel, Barbisna Mea Baye, Poleta Shechvazera, Roa Havya, Onogas Havya. So, we gave, so far, one nafkamina. What's the nafkamina if it's roa or if it's maga? Nafkamina is whether it's going to be sosa zainakim. But now, the Gemara is going to add another nafkamina. Roa havya nogas havya nafkamina, listor. That's number one, whether it's going to be sosa zainakim. Because again, if it's tumas ria, it will. If it's tumas maga, it won't. Ulatame b'mashehu. The second nafkamina is latame b'mashehu. That means like this, that the halacha of discharge is a mashehu, right? When a woman's discharging damnida, a mashehu of damnida of dam makes her a nida. All you need is a mashehu. Discharge, all you need is a mashehu. But by maga the shiurim. Right, when you maga sheretz is a shear, maga mace is a shear. So therefore, the Gemara says,
it would. The Gemara is not telling us yet what the shear is, but there would be a requirement that there should be a certain shear of shechva zera that comes out that the woman comes in contact with for in order for the tumah to be. That's if it's maga, but if it's ria, then even a mashahu dumya the dam, that's a mashahu. That's another nafkamina. Now the Gemara is going to give a third nafkamina. What's the third nafkamina? Whereas normally the halacha is that maga beis hastarim is not considered a maga. Whenever a person has a tumas maga, that means the external part of his or her body came in contact with this tumah item. Maga is always maga bibachutz. So the question is, by poleta shechva zera, so it's coming out, the shechva zera could have been inside of her in the mokar, and now it's coming out into the prosdor. So at what point does she become tummy? If it's a tumas ri'iya, so then it's like danida. She'll be tummy even when it's still inside her body. Ah! It's a maga based hastarim, but it's not tomei al maga. It's tomei al sriya. So therefore, the tumah is what? Even mi bifnim. But if it's a din of what? Of maga, the tumah is only going to be chal once the shechva zera leaves her body and comes out la'avir ha'olam and then drips on her skin. That point will be the tumah. So this is the Ibai in the Gemara. Is Poleta Shechva Zera a din in Tumas Ri'iya, or is it a din in Tumas Maga? And the Gemara has three Nafkaminas. Whether it's Soser, the Zayin Nikiyim, whether it needs a Shear, or a Kol Shehu, or whether the Tumah is going to be Chal only outside or even inside. And all these three Shailas are Tolay on this question. So the Gemara has a whole discussion here, back and forth. You see the first word on the line is Amar Lei. Amar Lei Roa Havya. Asa Shalom Duram Amar Lei Roa Havya. Asa Kama Direk Yosham Roa Havya. That all these opinions say that it's a Tumas Re'iya. And even Reb Shimon, also has a mixed opinion, but also will hold it's a roa. So therefore, so based on that assumption that tumas polata shechva zera is a tumas ria, so now we can understand why we're concerned about it in Hilchas Nida. Because Hilchas Nidas, we're treating our women as Nidas, Ki'ilu their Zavas, but that's why they need the Zayin Nikiyim. So therefore, Poleta Shechva Zera, it's a Tumas Ria, will have the ability to be Sosa. And therefore, we have to make sure that before the Zayin Nikiyim come about, what? We are totally free from that. And how do we become free from that? So the Gemara says, well, if you wait a certain amount of time, so even though there's shechva zera in the body, doesn't matter, it's already nisrach. So those were the four opinions we had in the Gemara. So we are choshesh for the opinion that it's sheish onos, and therefore we make sure that we wait sheish onos, so therefore sheish onos shleimus. In other words, besides the day of the Tashmish Hamita, we wait three more onos, so therefore that's going to be 4 days. Because the first day that she's Ro Adam, she could have been nivol that day, right before she was Ro Adam. So
and that's the first day she say she saw the dam. That's the so therefore we're going to have to wait 3 more days after that, a total of 4 days. And that's how the Rosh concludes on page 7. Nirish Shadivei Rava Nidchu ki ein loshiv al zeh ubayid Rabbi Barchama lo ifshita hilka ki ish lachmer paletas l'theres yom echad. And then he writes, keep further down, the first word on the line is the Amri, on the left side, Amri B'Shamas paragraph Yakiva, the Sheish Onos Shleimos Be'inan L'Fleita. The Ein Shech Vazera Masrachas El Achar Sheish Onos Shleimos. Hilkach Kesheh Shimsho B'Motzoi Shabbos, so say she had Tashmish Shemitah on Motzoi Shabbos, right? So what does that mean? So therefore we need Sheish Onos Shleimos. So that means we need Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday morning, and Tuesday night. So until Wednesday morning, you're in the problem of Poleta Shech Vazera. So Im Tiflot B'Leil Revi,
in other words, Leil Revi, Tuesday night, is still within Vavonos.
So that's not going to be good, L'shimusha. Pimpolta,
so
Saras, Hilkach Yom Chamishi, Yerisha Musirasa.
So therefore, you can't start counting until Yom Chamishi.
Oh. Because you need Sheish Onos Shleimos, so therefore you're going to need Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night.
And Tuesday night is already Wednesday, so b'meila you can't start counting your Shiva Nakim until Thursday. Because Shiva Nakim you need the whole day. So you can't start counting. So if Tuesday night already is part of the Vavonos, so Tuesday night is Wednesday. So b'meila Wednesday is not a complete day of Tara. So really, therefore, Thursday is going to be Wednesday night. The Hainu Thursday is going to be the first day of the Zayin Nekiyim. If the Tashmish Shemitah was on Motzai Shabbos. Right, we'll see that, yeah. Oh, so let's get to it. We'll see shortly. Yeah. So really Wednesday day, but for Shiva Nakim you need a complete day. So since the Vav Onos was in the middle of, was concluded at Tuesday night, which is the middle of Wednesday, so it's already half of Wednesday, so middle of Wednesday shot. So we can't use Wednesday, and you can't start counting the Shiva Nakiyim, you know,
in the day, even though we're going to count in the day, but we're not, the whole 24-hour period has to be Naki for it to be a day of Shiva Naki. So if the Vav Onos ended Tuesday night, so already Wednesday is Shat. Because Tuesday night is Wednesday. So Wednesday Shat, so you have to start counting. Thursday is going to be the first day. Okay. Now, there are several shitas in the Rishonim which will make this concept of the four. We still didn't discuss the fifth day, but at least we know you have to have 4 days after she was mishamish the hamita. So you have to have four days and of that she was not with her husband, right? So Mimela, the day that she started seeing the dam, she was not with her husband. So that's right. But she could have been with her husband earlier that day. So Mimela, that's not going to be counted towards the, you know, Vav Ono Shleimos. So you're going to have to start counting the next day as for the Vav Ono Shleimos. So Mimela, the day that she sees Dam is going to be 1 day, and then you have to have 3 more days, because the day she sees Dam, she could have had Tashmish Amit on that day. So Mimela, that's not going to be a Ono Shleima that was Naki from a possibility of Poleta Shechvazera. So Mimela, the next day is going to be the beginning of the 3 days. So the Mimela, the day she saw Dam will be day one, but then she needs 3 more days to make this, the Shesh Onos, a total of 4 days. So far we understand why there's a necessity of having 4 days. So this way, if you have 4 days from when she started bleeding, so you know for sure that you have Vav Onos Shleimos, that there's no Poleta Shechvazera. But if you'll start on the day that she started bleeding, that's not necessarily going to be an Onos Shleima of Poleta Shechvazera, because that day was the day that she was in the Velas, perhaps. So the Mela won't be Ono Shleimos. Ono Shleimos means that the entire Ona has to be pure. So it could only be that you're going to count the second day of her Riyas Dam. So therefore, from the vantage point of the Riyas Dam, it'll be 1 day plus 3 more days, a total of 4. So of course, according to the Shitas HaRambam, there's nothing to worry about. In other words, the requirement of the 4 days obviously is nothing to worry about in the Shitas HaRambam, and really becomes almost obsolete, because according to the Shitas HaRambam, you only need a 3 onos, and the stomach is going to bleed for at least that amount of time, usually. So according to the Rambam, the whole concept of waiting because of Poleta Shechvazera is irrelevant, because all you have to wait is 3 onos. So inochanami, if she bled only for a short amount of time, then it still could be a hashash. But usually the way it is, she's going to bleed more than 3 onos. So if she's going to bleed more than 3 onos, so it's built in already that by the time she's ready to do a hefsektara, there's not going to be any issue, according to the Shitas HaRambam. It's only, and the Gaonim, this was not only the Rambam, the Gaon, this was the Gers of the Gaonim and the Gemara, that it's only Shalosh Onos. However, we're choshish for the Vav Onos. So according to the Rambam, this 4 days is meaningless, right? Now, I'm going to show you 3 more Shitas in Rishonim that also will hold that these days are meaningless. Number one, so number one is Shitas HaRambam, who holds that you only need three onos. That's number one. Number two is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has a totally different understanding of the Gemara. The Gemara had a discussion of what, of what's the din of a Zava who's a Poleta Shechva Zera. What is the din? Is it Roa or, right? And the Gemara gives an Nafkamina. So says Rabbeinu Tam, a Mechudish Dik Pshat in the Gemara, and we'll have to understand why he gives this Pshat. The Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Tam on page 8. Das Rabbeinu Tam Zal, the Lomi Boilon Ela B'Shech Vazera, the Zov, Shesoser Beboalo Yom Echad. Umishum tzichsuche ziva. Aval b'shichva zera de tohar pshita de lohav yeroa klal. Tafilu b'boala einu soser. Dein dino ela kenogeya. V'daya k'boala. Okay. So let's understand what Rabbeinu Tam is saying here. Till now, all this year, we've been talking about from the woman's perspective. The woman could be a Nida, the woman could be a Zava, depending upon when she saw the Dam. Did she see the Dam Eis Nidasa, below Eis Nidasa, Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, what is called Eis Nidasa, what's not Eis Nidasa? So let's talk about the man for a second. So the man, if the man is different than a woman, and that the man has two types of tumas ria. He has the regular shechva zera that comes out, and then he has ziva, which could come out. Now, as opposed to a woman, nida and ziva are the same blood. It's just when did it come? Did it come by Eis Nidasa or Lo Eis Nidasa? Right? But it's the same physical dam. Masha'en came by a man, we have two types of tumah. We have tumas keri and tumas zav. Both discharges from the man, but they're not the same physical thing that's being discharged. One is the regular zera, and one is some other discharge that comes out of the man as a result of some type of sickness. Okay? Now, so by a woman, it's all totally on when was the ria. Was it? In other words, it's all the same dam. It's a question of what part of the cycle was this dam coming out will render her a nida or a ziva. Masha'enkein, a man, what renders him a balkeri versus what renders him a Zav is going to be dependent upon what the physical composition of what came out of him was. And by a Balkari, so he's only Tomei until the night time. But by Ziva means not only that it's a different thing, but it comes out of him a multiple amount of times, and that makes him a Zav. It doesn't have to be on different days like a woman, because a woman, it's the same damnida below Eis Nidasa, but it has to be on two or three days to make it. By a man, it's a question of the different type of composition of what's coming out of him, plus a multiple amount of times. Well, so so the Rabbeinu Tam says, so what's the halacha? A man had a couple of rias of ziva, so now he requires to have zayin nikiyim, right? Now he requires to have zayin nikiyim. So say in the middle of his zayin nikiyim for his zivas, keri comes out of him. So tumas keri is not considered a tumas riyah for the man. It's only a tumas maga for the man. It's only a tumas maga. So keri comes out of the man, that's a tumas maga. So if keri comes out of the man during the 7 days that his, of his tara from his zivus, it's not going to be sosa. Because for the man, it's what? It's only a tumas maga. So Rabbeinu Tam says, so how in the world could the Gemara say that for the woman, it's Riya, if for the man, Lechora, the woman's din of Poleta Shechva Zera shouldn't be more chomer than when the Shechva Zera comes out of the man himself. When it comes out of the man, it's only B'Torah Smaga, so how all of a sudden, when it comes out of the woman, it's the Tumas Riya? Rabbeinu Tam says, I don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara makes no sense, says Rabbeinu Tam. When the original carry is coming out of the man, that's only a tumas maga, and it's not so sir his zayin nikiyim for his evils. So how can she be more chomer? His zera, when it's in her body, all of a sudden becomes a tumas riyah pakeh. By him, it's the natural process of coming out of him. So that I can understand that to be a riyah. But it's not. It's maga. So how come for her to be a riyah? Makes no sense. So therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, you have to reinterpret the Gemara. And he has a fascinating shot in the Gemara. That when the whole Shiloh of the Gemara, when the Gemara was asking whether Polet Neshifra Zera is Ria or Maga, it's not talking about a regular carry that came into the woman. It's talking about that the man was a Zav, and he was Boel, and the woman, and then she became a zava, and now his shifra zera, but not the regular shifra zera, but his what? His zivus comes out of her. His ziva comes out of her. Memela, ziva by him is clearly a dinriya, because he's matami him for 7 days. Not even Makar. Makar is only the Tami out of Eretz. So Mamela, when Zivus comes out of him, it's a Riya. So then we can say when it comes out of her, it's also a Riya. But the Gemara is not talking about regular carry. Regular carry for sure is just Maga. So Mamela, regular carry is Maga, and Mamela, if regular carry came out of a woman, it would be the same thing as a woman touching a dead body. That, in other words, the whole sugya is only talking about zivus that came out of the woman. So, but if just keri comes out, that's clearly only a tumas maga. Because Rabbeinu Tam couldn't be soivel that if it's only maga, keri's only maga for the man, how could it be riya for a tumas riya for the woman? Tumas riya is bochomer. Wow. Sharp, Rabbeinu Tam. Look in the Ritva. That's Rabbeinu Tam Zal. The Lomi Bailon El Beshucha Zera Dizov. She so said Babol or Yomechon. Umishum Tzichsuche Ziva. In other words, the pshat is that the man was Boel the woman. Okay, so could be some carries coming out, but the whole chashash of the poletis is because there's some Ziva within his carry, and she's going to be pole that. But the regular carry, that's the tumas maga. That's not going to be sosa or anything. Pshita de lo havyeroa klal. Dafilu beboala. Even the man, the husband, ain't no sosa. It's not going to be sosa his zayin nikiyim when he needs zayin nikiyim. Ain't dino elakinogeya. Vidaya keboala. She can't be more chomer than the man. The man who's producing the Shechva Zera is only a Maga, and her, she should be a Riya? Makes no sense. So Memela, Rabbeinu Tam learns the whole Sugya is Dafka when he is implanting Ziva, which is a different liquid, a different substance in her body, and then she's Polethesit, so that the Gemara wants to know, what's the story? And what's the chakira? The chakira is like this. On one hand,
by him it's a tumas riyah, so maybe by her also. Or you can say, no, by him it's a tumas riyah because that's his natural discharge here under the sickness. For her, it's not a natural discharge. So mamela, maybe that's only a maga. So that was the shayla. And the Gemara response said, no, even for her it's a riyah. But for the keri, that even by him, when it's a natural discharge, it's considered still a maga. So for her, it can be a riyah. Whew.
So that's a very sharp taina, Rabbeinu Tam. And Mimela, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole 5-day thing, the whole 4-day thing, is also meaningless. Unless, unless we're choshe, but probably we don't have to be choshish that the men are azoved, right? Passes most men today, you know, in most situations are not azov. So Chora Rabbeinu Tam would never, according, the Rambam would never require these days. Rabbeinu Tam would never require these days because Rabbeinu Tam is not only worried about poletech shechva zera by azov, not by a regular balkari. When we're well, we'll see. We're going to see. The Sefer Yerayim is going to talk about that. This is quoted in the Yerayim as well on page 9. Now, the question is like this. I told you the din is that if a person is a zav, so he needs, so he has those couple of discharges of ziva, so that's going to require to have him to have zayin nekiim. And if he sees keri in that amount, in that time, it's not going to be sosa. And that was Rabbeinu Tam's raya that it must be mag over there. Now, why isn't it sosa? Why isn't, when a person is waiting during the 7 days of Ziva to get Nikiyim, and if he has Keri in the middle, it's not sosa, why isn't it sosa? So there's a Gemara, take a look on page 11. And that's the key Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Boy Rava, Koshi Mahu Shatistor Beziva. If you have a woman who's a Zava, right? So she's a Zava, she needs Zayin Nekiyim. And in the middle of her Zayin Nekiyim, she what? She gives birth. And when the woman gives birth, so she has the dam koshi of the leida, that, right? We know that the woman for 7 days and she's tamei, or 14 days depending upon whether it's a zohar or a nekeva. So she has dam of the leida that's matameher. Good. But is that dam of the leida, which is a totally different, which is Xeris HaKosis, that's Mutame, but it's not Dam Ziva. So will that Dam Koshi
Bisoser the Zion Nikiim of Ziva.
So by Rava Koshi Masha Tistor Beziva, Dover Hamitame Soser Vahinami Mitame, he made Didahu.
Whereas do we say that anything that's Mitame the woman is Soser the Zion Nikiim? And this is Mitame the woman.
Why not? O Dilma Dover Hagorim Soser, Vahai Lav Gorim Hu.
Well, you can say no. That the only thing is so sir, what's your objective here? You were a Zava. Your objective is to become no longer a Zava. So the only thing that could be so sir is the thing that got you into the problem in the first place. So if what got you into the problem is that you were a Zava, the only thing that's so sir is Dam of Zava. But Koshi Leda, that's another tumma. That didn't get you into this problem. So Mimela, so that's what the Gemara has this idea. And the Gemara concludes, Amar Abai Naktinan Ein Koshi Soser Beziva. That Dam Koshi is not Soser Beziva. So Mimela, now we understand why Shikva Zera is not Soser by Ziva. For a man, because what made the man tame for 7 days? The ziva, that he had zivus that came out of him. Now in the middle, keri comes out, but the keri is not what caused the problem. So the keri is not going to be soser the zayin nikiim. So the only thing that is soser the nikiim is that thing which caused it in the first place. So the same thing by the carry. So Mimela, if that's the case, that's what Rabbeinu Tam will explain. The Sefer Yireim is going to explain. That's in Rabbeinu Tam why a regular Baal carry, a Poleta Shechva Zera, is not going to. So let's see. Take a look here. Page 9. Betchilas Yotzi Dofen Amrin Boy Rav Shmuel Bar Abisna Meabai Poleta Shechva Zera Roa Havi or Nogas Havi. Nearly, look, the Sefer Yireim is a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, right? So he's saying over his Rebbe's Shir Klali. So his Rebbe's Shir Klali is that whole Gemara was about Dafka Azav, not by a regular Balkari. So nearly, that the whole shiloh of the Gemara is only if the man was a zav. But if he's a regular tahor, he just had a carry. Lo sasra. And he says it even better. Whew, this is sharp. This is sharp. Because who is the one who said it was a roahave? It was Abaye. But he's the same person who said, Ein Koshi Soser Bezova. Right? So Abaye is the one who says, Ein Koshi Soser Bezova. That means that only the thing that caused the original thing can be Soser. So how can he be the same one to say that a Poleta Shechva Zera is Soser? The time of the Dover She'enu Gorim Einu Soser. Hilkach Shechva Zera the Torah She'enu Gorim Yishlova She'enu Soser. Tishazer the Sosra, Peish of Hunabam Apelas, She'enus Aseris Allah, Bishum Dulo Efshar Below Tsuk Ziva, the Havila Gorim. So it must be, so even though it's a little bit different, because when she's waiting 7 days because of Ziva, now if she's Paletas, so the zivus, it's not the same thing, because why is Rabbeinu Tam hold that's a dover hagorim? Because shechva zera is not a dover hagorim, because shechva zera doesn't require you to have zayin nikiim, but zivus does. So therefore, it's not going to be sosa to Zayin Nikiyim, because it doesn't have a requirement of Zayin Nikiyim. But Keri, for sure, doesn't require Zayin Nikiyim, so you can't call that a Dover Hagorim, and therefore it's not going to be sosa. So therefore, that's Sefi Reim is representing his Rebbe, that the whole sugi is only by a Zova. By a Zov, who was Boel, and then she became a Zova. Then, however, the Sefi Reim then quotes Rashi on the left side. Rashi Zatzal Perish, the Lo Matzuchin Gorim, Ela Lemista Zayin. Aval Yom Echad, Apple Pi Shein Gorim, Midi Havi Shechva Zera. Whereas that idea of that you need a goreim to be soser, that's to be soser all the 7 days. However, even if it's not a goreim, it could still be soser one day. And that's still a problem. If one day gets soser, that's also a problem. It's not going to ruin the whole count, but it'll ruin that one day. So the klal, that dover ha-goreim, is soser, that's soser everything. So that's why Sefi Reim says, in other words, Rabbeinu Tam is so sharp, so how is anyone else going to learn? So, right? So the Sefi Reim says, no, Rashi will hold that the sugi is talking about Keri. But Keri is not a Dover HaGorim, so yeah, it won't be soser all 7 days, because it's not Gorim to have Tara for 7 days. But at least it could be soser one day. And one day is also a problem if one day gets Nistar. We don't want one day because we need Zayin Nikiyim. So one day is not there, we're going to have a problem too. L'fi Peirush Zeh, Yesh Lomar T'Paletas, Afilu Kiblo Min HaTor, Soser Yom Echad. Tilka Yesh Lochus, L'Divrei HaGom, B'Soseres U'Paletas, Mokom Shoshofa, Gimel Yom, Yesh Lomar Yimei Zov V'Kamar. So, Memela, that's Pshat in Rashi. That the Sugi is talking about regular carry, and it'll be soser yom echad, and hence back to our minog to keep the 4 days, because we want to not have even the yom echad be nista. Oh, so again, so how many rishonim do we have here? We have the shitas Harambam, who doesn't hold of it because he only holds on 3 onus. We have the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the issue is only by Ziva, so not by Keri. By Keri, perhaps Rabbeinu Tam will hold that it's not Soser at all. Right? Whereas Rashi holds it's not Soser Lagamri, but at least it's Soser Yom Echad. Now, the third opinion is the Ravid. And this Ravid is quoted in the Rashba on page 12. And that's a third sheet in Rishonim that does not hold from this 4 days. The sugya of Poletta Shechva Zera is a sugya in Shabbos. But our whole point is that sugya was not talking about Zayin Nikiyim. It was just talking about the woman, the single woman, not the single woman, the woman who's becoming Tamei because of Poletta Shechva Zera. Nothing to do with being Sosa Zayin Nikiyim. The fact that it's Sosa Zayin Nikiyim is an extension of the Gemara Shabbos based on the Gemara Nida that Poletta Shechva Zera is Dina Kiriya. And then, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only Dina Kiriya by Zivus and not by Keri. So comes the Ravid, last line on page 12. Rav Rabbeinu Avraham Zal b'tshuva kosav shelo omru poletta soteres ela lataros bilvad. Halabayla eina soseres. Right? The Ravid sheet is that the whole din of poletta shechva zera is only a woman who's tamei, who now wants to touch truma and things like that, and kachim and things. She wants to touch these things. She wants to become tohar. So then there's a din of poleta shechvazera, that if she was poleta shechvazera during hazayin nikiyim, she won't be able to involve herself in touching taras. But for her husband, to be mutter to her husband, there's no such thing as poleta shechvazera. And therefore, even if she's poleta shechvazera in the zayin nikiyim, it's not a problem. That's the Ravid Shita. Now, what's the svara? The hevi raya. In other words, the Ravitz uses that same Gemara, that only a Dover HaGorim is Sosa. So he says like this, that Poleta Shechvazera is Metame, right? But it's only Metame to make her Tame Lagabe. You know, that she's tummy, that she can't touch a korban, she can't touch truma. But the fact that a woman is tummy from shikva zera, from keri, that's not relevant to her status, to aser her labayla. It's not going to be gorim and iser labayla. Whereas he's learning, when a woman becomes a zava, so there are two halachas here. There's the halacha that she's tummy, she can't touch korbanos, but then she's another halacha that says asur labayla. We saw Rav Yosef Engel has a discussion: are these two things related, or are these two separate things? But if you hold these are two separate things, two parallel things are going on when a woman becomes a zava. One is she's tamei, and one is she's asur labayla. So when she's poletus keri in the middle, poletus keri has no bearing on the Isra Labayla. So Mimela, Lagabi the Isra Labayla, it's not going to be Sosa. It's only going to be Sosa, Lagabi the Taurus. So the Ravid, Shita, is another approach that also will not require the Hamtana of any extra time besides the actual bleeding for Mutza Labayla. Based on that same Gemara that the Urayim explains Rabbeinu Tam. We're not finished yet. Look at the Meiri. The Meiri has another kula. So again, look how many kulas we have. We have the Rambam's kula of Gimel Onos. We have Rabbeinu Tam, that it's only by Ziva, not by Keri. We have the Ravid, that it's only by Taras. And now, we're going to have the Meiri. Meiri has an unbelievable idea here. Look at the Meiri. Shebezman hazeh, enes hazeh, play tishlonam, stira play dolataras. That's the Ravid sheet. Oh, now the key line is v'chein dafka b'hergisha b'pleita avalochosh misafik lo. Was this concept that it's so sir? Why is it so sir? Because it's a din riyah. So just like by nida, the din is a woman's only a nida midaraisif is hargasha. So by pleita shechva zera, also only b'hargasha. So Mimele, if there's a hargasha, it'll be Sosa Yom Echad. But if not, hey, first of all, he says only for Taras, and it's only Yom Echad. In other words, even if you want to say it's only Taras, not only it's only Taras, but it's only Taras if there's a hargasha. So it means if she feels that Shechva Zer is coming out, but to worry, we hardly have hargashas by nida, yet alone hargashas by pleita shechva zera. So we're choshesh for pleita shechva zera. What? That maybe there was a pleita shechva zera, but certainly there was no hargasha. So he says then for sure it wouldn't be a problem. First of all, he says it's probably a problem only by taras. And even by taras, it's only with a hargasha. Because what's the board? Because it's any tumasaria is... comes together with, not any, but by nida, so too over here.
But lochus mi sofeg? To be choshish mi sofeg? Lo! Uksas chachmet sarfas machmirim bepleitaf labaila. And he says, but there are, you know, shitas that are choshish bepleita even labaila, as we are. And you have to have 3 days, which becomes 4 days, because the day that she's going to see the dam is not necessarily a clean day from Shefa Zera, so therefore the day after is going to be the beginning of the Vav Onos. The Meila will come out to be 4 days. Oh. So how many shitas do we have here? Lakula. We have the Rambam, we have the Rabbeinu Tam, we have the Ravid, and now the Meiri. 4. And now the Ramban. Comes the Ramban and says another Chiddush. This Ramban, he says it both in the Chidushim and in Hilchas Ramban. Hilchas Nidal Ramban on page 15. Says Ramban, based on the Gemara in Membeis and Nida, first arrow. I haki chashin and shem nishtayim I baile, el vayle mi lo kamer haki shmai mina de chol hecha de azla bekara muteres betruma. De vayle shad say lakule. The Ravak shalo hocha hu kamer. Pasum lo av shayin kamer chashino. Yeah. You want to see it clearer? Always look in the Hilchas Ramban. So page 16, Hilchos Ramban, Hilchos Nidal Ramban. I think that's one of the best farim ever, the Hilchos Nidal Ramban. So in Halacha Ches, he's Polet Shich Vazerim Tov Meisrius Oseres Oso Yom Eino Sefarta. But then he says Halacha Ches that Medva Mumur Mizman Shelo Holcha Baraguleha. He says the whole din of Paleta Shech Vazera is a woman who had bia and just stayed in bed for the next couple of days. So then the Zera is still in her. So then if somebody's gonna in other words, she stayed in bed. So as long as she's in bed, she still has the Shech Vazera in her. So then. And so then she can be a Poleta Shech Vazera up till 3 days. But a woman, say after the Bia, which normally, so a woman's not going to just stay in bed for the next couple of days, she's going to walk around. So once she walks around, we assume all the Shech Vazera left. And therefore there's no din of Chashash or Poleta Shech Vazera. Other Rishonim disagree, the Rosh disagrees with this. But that's the Ramban Shita. So that's another sniff lakula. Aval Pekin, with all these sniffing lakula, we still are machmer. But you have to realize that means that we machmer on every single issue. In other words, we machmer against the Rambam, not 3 onos, but 6 onos. We machmer against Rabbeinu Tam, that the sugi is not talking about ziva, but it's talking about regular carrying. We're machmir, not like the Ravid who says only the Taras, but even Labaila. We're machmir not like the Meiri that says only Bahargosha, even without a Hargosha. And we're machmir not like this Ramban that says once she's Mahalek, but even if she was a Halek, we're still Choshish. Yeah. Oh, right, so I'm showing you all the Hetairim. Who says it's Haka Osir? Good question. So take a look in the Rashba on page 12. The top arrow on the bottom of the page, the 2 arrows, the top arrow on the right. Falkin Hilchus is the Roahavya. Right, we pask in Roa. We pass to Le Rav of Rav Yosef, the Rav Shmuel Bar Bizna. Abai Nami Hadarbe, Vamale Shapi Kamalacha, Darmula, Fir of Shimon Listo, Mutabe Vimashu, Roa have you. Wafika Kosar Rabbeinu Yitzchak Hazokain. He's the rabbi we've been looking for. Whereas we have all these other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Meiri, all the Kula. But who do we follow? Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaZakein, Baal HaToisus, the Isha Sheshimsha, the Hakach Rasa, Einu Maschelet Lispor Ad, Shetamtin Sheish Ona Shleimus. Kaimalon Kechachomim, the Omru Perak Rabbi Akiva, the Sheish Onos Shleimus Ve'ina. Nimsa she efshar lo lahaschel besfirosa ad yom chamishi lishimusha. In other words, so that means that the time that she's going to count the first day of the Zayin Nikiyim is going to be on the fifth day from when she last had Tashmish Hamita. Right? The fichach tshicha shetapsik betara bona yom chamishi. That's what the... So that's the shita we follow. After all the kulas, we follow, and we don't rely on the kula of the Rambam, we don't rely on the Ramban, we don't rely on the Meiri, we don't rely on Rabbeinu Tam. This is our man, Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaZakeh. And the Rashba himself, at the end, even though the Rashba himself quotes all these kulas, then he quotes the Ravid that disagrees, that it's only a din in Taras, not a din. But even the Rashba in the end, on page 13, on the bottom arrow on page 13, says, Mikol mokom bal nefesh yachush la'atzmo kidivrei Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zal. That was, even though the Rashba quotes all the kulas, and he probably thinks that all the kulas, make sense. But it's, so the Rashba only says that the Taras bal nefesh. We accept it as halacha. We don't just, we accept that this is what you have to do, right? This is what you have to do. That you have to have three onos shleimos after the day of Tashmish. So the first day that she saw Dam could have been a day of Tashmish. So Mamela, you need three more days, which is a total of 4 days. Because the day of Tashmish is not on the Shlema. So where did the fifth day come from? So the Trumas Hadeshen has the famous Tshuva on page 18. She'elam. We'll see. It's the Shach writes on this Trumas Hadeshen that in the two parts of the Trumas Hadeshen. So this part of the Trumas Hadeshen, the Shach writes, it's Yadua that the Trumas Hadeshen made up the questions and made up the answers. Right? It wasn't real. You'll see. The Shach writes like that. Part of the Trumas Hadeshen is not like that. But this part of the Trumas Hadeshen, he made up the questions and made up the answers. So what was the question? She'ela. Isha shalo shimshin baila tov zayin yomim. O shalo haya baila be'ir verasa. Tzvichaf al pikein lamtin. There are two important points in this Trumas Hadeshen that are very, very significant. You see, question is, what if a woman didn't have Tashmish Hamita with her husband by the time that she had the Riyas Dam? So we say you have to wait 5 days from the Riyas Dam. Say she only bled for 2 days, but she already didn't have Tashmish Hamita for a week before, because he was away. He was on a business trip, so he was away the week before. So the Trumas Hadeshen wants to know, so could she, and so she only sees for 2-3 days, so on day 3 could she do a Hefsek Tara and start Zayin Nikiyim right away? Because she already, there's no chashash polet shech vazera. She already wasn't with her husband from before. So does she still have to wait? So afu piken shicha la'amtin shelo tascha lispor shiva nekim kishir isha sheshim shab yom riyosa. Whereas, that was the classic case that we wait the 4 days is when the woman actually had bia on the day that she became anida. So then, that day doesn't count, and therefore you have to have 3 days after it, the sum total of 4 days from when she began the initial Riyah. But what if a woman didn't have Bia then? Her husband was away. So he says, so he makes two famous comments here. Yira tshuva. Yira de betchilat tshichim levarim mitoch divrei agonim fi minna kama tshichi ishin lahamtin shishim shabi yomer yosu. He says, before I get to the discussion of whether, if she didn't have tashmish amita, does she still have to wait or not, before we get to that part of the discussion, I want to discuss another issue. And that is, how many days does a woman have to wait? And then we'll discuss, does it always apply or not? Chakam v'var she'la sein. V'rov ha'chiburim kosuv, te'isha she'shimsha imbayla, v'rosa bo b'yom, v'otasalum s'por zayim ad yom he'li shimusha. He says, most of the chiburim say that she has to wait till the fifth day. Because if you wait till the fifth day, you already have three onus. The day of the tashmish is the first day. That's the first day she saw, she had tashmish on that day earlier. So that day doesn't count. And then three more days, which is a total of six onus shleimus. The shamati, that this is the key thing, the yesh lahosif od yom echad. Od yom echad, that it shouldn't be. I mean, we got through saying that 4 days itself is you know, so much of a chumrah, because so many shittas Rishonim wouldn't hold even for the 4 days. So we're going to accept Rabbeinu Yitzchak Kazaki. We're going to follow him. But Rabbeinu Yitzchak Kazaki only required 4 days. We're going to add a fifth day. And this is normative halacha for Ashkenazim. Sfardim do not require the added, because Trumas Hadeshen is for the Ashkenazim. He requires 5 days, and then the Zayin Nekiyim. The Sfaradim don't require that. Ashkenazim hold from this Trumas Hadesh. What's the reason? Yesh l'hosiv od yom echad l'otaskel lispor ad yom vav l'shimusha, that she shouldn't start counting until day six from the time of Tashmish Amita should be day one of the Zayin Nekiyim. From Motzoi Shabbos ad Yom Vav. Say she had Tashmish Amita on Motzoi Shabbos, right? So if she had Tashmish Amita on Yom, so that means that Sunday is already off, because she had Tashmish Amita on Motzoi Shabbos, which is Sunday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. So the Yesh L'Hosif Od Yom Rechel L'Otaskel L'Spor ad Yom Vav L'Shimusha. We're adding a 1 day for the following chashash, that maybe a woman had Tashmish Amita at Beit HaShemoshos. Here he's talking about Motzai Shabbos, but any given day. But she doesn't realize it's Beit HaShemoshos. Beit HaShemoshos is still basically light outside. So she thinks it's what? It's still the day before. And therefore, she's going to make a count of that she could already count her 4 days. She did it Motzai Shabbos. So she thinks, but she didn't bein hashmashos of Motzai Shabbos. So she thinks she had Tashmish Amita on Shabbos. So that means she thinks that she had Tashmish Amita on Shabbos, so now she counts Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and those are the 3 days, and Mela Wednesday could already count. Nimtzu yichol laskel lispor al yom dalet, shu chamishi lishimusha. Right? Because you only need 3 more days besides the day of the Tashmish Amita. But she had Tashmish Amita Bein HaShemoshos. But she's going to think that she had Tashmish Amita Mibod Yom. So she thinks she had Tashmish Amita on Shabbos. So therefore she says to herself, I had Tashmish Amita on Shabbos, so I need Vav Onos now. That's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The Vav Onos, 3 days is Vav Onos. Mamela, on Wednesday, she's going to start counting Zayin Nekiyim. But in essence, the Enokein, El Alayl Haya. But she thinks it was, in other words, she was Bein HaShemoshos, but it could be that she thought it was, since it was Bein Shmashi, she thought it was Yom, maybe Taka was really Lila. Because she was confused, since she was Bein Shmashi, she thought it wasn't. In other words, just practically, she thought it was still day, but really, Taka, she had the Tashri Shamita, in other words, when it was already night. So Mimela, she had Tashri Shamita, it was already night. So Mimela, that means she had Tashri Shamita on Sunday. So that means, so then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are her three onos, are six onos. And then Tadain Plotel Betchilas Lel Dalad Vavonos Lemusbin Kach Mechaminen Ayom Vav L'Shimusha. So therefore, we add an extra day. So if she made a mistake, because we're afraid that she's going to make a mistake, and therefore we're afraid she's going to make a mistake, and when will she make a mistake? If she had Tashmish Shamita at light. 12 o'clock at night, she's not going to make a mistake and think it was the day. If she had Tashmish Shemitah in the day, she's not going to make a mistake that she did it at night. But if she had it around the Bein HaShmashah's time, and but really, that's what she thought. But really, she really had it when it was Vaday Laila, and she thought she had it when it was Vaday Yom, because she had it around the Bein HaShmashah's time, so there's this ambiguity, and therefore she's going to count an extra. She's going to be makdim herself an extra day, and to make sure that chashash doesn't happen, we add another day. And therefore we require her to wait 5 days, and mele, then it's all, and that's normative Ashkenazic psak, is to follow this Truma Sedeshin. With Sephardim say, well, what's this, we make new gzeiris, new things that weren't in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't have such a gzeira. The Gemara doesn't have such a gzeira. This is like a chumra upon. I mean, the Dalad days, the Dalad Yom itself. We went through so many shitas we've shown him that don't even hold it. Well, the Maisa we hold from him because we hold from Rabbeinu Yitzchak Hazdokim. That's the Dalad Yom, and now the Truma Sedeshin has the 50. Oh, then he quotes. There's a minug. We'll see. We don't follow this minhag, but there's a minhag to keep 7 days before the 7 days. Od shamati shaharachor zarua almost chosov shenogim noshim beostreich in Austria shalol haschel zayin nekiim rak shekolu kvar zayin yomim mitchilas riyasa, that the noshim in Austreich wait 7 days, including, you know, was. And then they had, in other words, from the time that they started seeing the dam, they wait 7 days, and then another 7 days, and then the first Muteras Labayla. And he says he doesn't understand it. We'll see what the reason is momentarily for this minute. Lo shamati shum tam ladover, because Plata Shech Vazer is not a problem. 7 days, no one has the Shita. Played the Sheikh Hazar for so long, and how much a mistake? You can only make a mistake, a one day mistake. So we'll see what that's based on momentarily. So that's the first part of the tshuva that made this Truma Sedeshin famous, where he gives the explanation of why the extra fifth day. I guess you're right. In other words, I guess adding on one owner would be too confusing, because adding on one owner would tell somebody that you start something in the middle. It would make things even more confusing. Yeah. Okay. But it'll only cause a if you want to not have confusion, you add a day. You don't add an owner. Owner just causes confusion. Right. It wouldn't make a difference anyway, right. Oh. So then the Trumas Hadeshin has this other chumrah. The two big chumras here in the Trumas Hadeshin. Number one is the fifth day, and number two, page 19. He says on the paragraph the Shamati. Havalo bebirah she'echad men agdolim hitzir pam achas liishto shehoisa baschelas yom gimel l'riyasa l'fi shaloshim eshima kvar toch gimel odal yomim. You know, he says one of the gdolim was Matir, his wife, to go to the mikveh to start a hefsek tara on Yom Gimel Ariyasa, because already they weren't have Tashmish Shamita 3 or 4 days before the Nidus. It was an Eis Tzorach. Aval Libi Mahaseis Al Zev Matzasi Bar Zeruah Gadol. So he quotes from the Or Zeruah. This is not his Kiddush, it's the Or Zeruah. Okay. Idna Noshim Shalot Tzrichim Leishev Zayin Yomim Nekim Vavar Miyom Sherosa Bo V'Tovelos B'Lel Yud L'Riyasa V'Nosin Tam Yishum Pleitus Shech Lazera V'Kosav Alav D'Bein Shimsha U'Bein Lo Shimsha Tzorach L'Riyasa Lo Pol Grabon. So this is the famous Lo Plug that the Trumas Hadeshin quotes from the Or Zeruah, that even if the woman didn't have Tashmish Hamita from before the Nidus, already she didn't have Tashmish Hamita from before, right? So already you could say, so those days should count. Say she didn't have Tashmish Hamita already 3 days before, and she bleeds for 3 days. So it's already 6 days that they didn't have Tashmish Hamita. 3 days before they didn't have, and the 3 days of the bleeding they didn't have. So it's already 6 days. So the Shechva Zera is Nisrach 100 times over. So you shouldn't require the 5 days starting from the Riyah. No. You make a Zera Shimsha Atu Lo Shimsha. And we make a Zera of, I'm sorry, Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha. That we ask her, even somebody who didn't have Tashmish Hamita, we make them wait the same 5 days from the beginning of the Riyah. This is also only Ashkenazic practice. Sephardic practice is they never heard of the Trumas Hadeshin. So they never heard of the fifth day, and they don't have this, and they also didn't hear that you need to wait if you weren't Meshamish from before. Now, before we continue, let's just take a look a little bit about the minhag of 7 days. Just parenthetically, let's take a look at the minhag of 7 days on page 22. The minhag of 7 days is already quoted in the Rambam. He doesn't like it, but he says, "Yudal zeshetimtzah b'miktsas makomos shehanida yoshevas shivas yomim benidosa." Afal pisha l'rosa dam ella yom echad. V'achar ha-shiva teshev shivas yomim nikiyim. 7 and 7. We do 5 and 7. Sfardim do 4 and 7. Minag ostreich, 7 and 7. 7-7. Ein ze minag ella tos. The Rambam dismisses it. He says it's not a minag, it's a tosu v'misha hor alam kach. I mean, especially the Rambam. Rambam wouldn't even wait 5 days, right? And the Rambam's Shulchan Aruch, there's no such thing as even 5 days, let alone 7 days. Ein roi lifnos l'dover zeklal elim rosa yom echad soferes acharav zayin v'tovelis b'leil ches leil sheni. Right. So the Rambam. Interesting, the Rambam says if a woman sees for 1 day, and that's it. So she doesn't have siktara, and then she has sayin nikiyim. It goes to the mikveh, after that. The Rambam was not choshesh for this whole thing of polata shechava zera. Right? Even when Ariya one day, because one day is not going to rid you of the polata shechava zera problem necessarily. Right? Because it's still within the three onus of the Rambam, yet he's still makel. He's still makel within his three onus. He's still makel. So as I said to you, according to Rambam, it's usually going to be a problem because a woman is going to see more than three onus usually. But the Rambam says Beferish, even if she sees less, he's still willing to, and the number of reasons. We gave five shittas Rishonim. That so all the Rambam has to hold is like one of them, and one of the issues of those five shittas of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid and the Ramban and the Meiri, he has to hold like one of them, and that does away with the whole Hamtana of Hei Yomim. So what is the minhag? Where does the minhag of 7 days come from? So the minhag of 7 days is brought down in the Taz and the Bach explain the minhag of 7 days. Take a look on page 24 in the Bach. It says, "Vanochi matzasi kosov bedroshos harash mi ostrech, amasha kosov or zarus or soferes yudal yo machariyasa koncho tovelos, amram kloizner who diktu bedover limso tam, amasha kosov or zarum zeva yanira lehem atam, came in the need of the rice of soferes shiva betovelos hafupi shorer bevishalo." More clearer, you take a look at the Taz. He says it over even more clear. Take a look on the next page in the Taz. Mori v'chami hevi tam l'dover. It came as a need of the rice to vel sachar shiva. You may need the afshal hoyim nikiim. Tzricha shiva nikiim shema. Right? We saw the Rabbeinu Tam that they used to be Tovel after what? The Yimei Nida, Daraisa. They would be Tovel twice. Right? Achas achas shiva Daraisa, v'shni achar zayin nikiyim. V'zecher l'osu dover nogu gam kein l'hamtin yudal yom. So even, in other words, the Yofek Kosov Ramon, etc. In other words, as the Bach writes, look back on the Bach on page 24, you know, Daraisa, Mehera Yibon HaMikdash. In other words, they didn't want to forget about the Daraisa. So therefore the Daraisa is to be Tovel after 7 days. So the minhag was, they used to be Tovel after 7 days to do the Daraisa, and then they would have the Zayin Nikiyim after that. So Mimela, I think he's saying that even when they stopped being Tovel after the 7 days, right? But still, they kept the minug to wait to have 7 days and then another 7 days. So they shouldn't forget about the 7 day Daraisa din. And then they'll have Zayin Nikiyim for the Rabbanan. That was the minug. And the Rambam says it's, it's a terror. He doesn't like the minug. And, Okay. So here we see a chumrah of the Truma Sadeshin. The fifth day is a machmas the chashash of the mistake, and then shimsha lo shimsha atu shimsha. So comes the Bach on page 20 and says a chiddush. Bach says in Kuf Tzadivav old kosa of Truma Sadeshin, he shlugs on lo shimsha atu shimsha v'chein ogim ein l'shanos. So the Bach wants to say that the halacha of
that even if they didn't have Tashmish Amita, where goes their Atu when they did have Tashmish Amita, so you don't count the days before to add up to the 5 days, that's only if Baila Be'ir. So Baila Be'ir, theoretically, she could have had Tashmish Amita. She didn't. So then where goes there? But if Baila wasn't Be'ir, then the Bach says there's no Gzera. That's what the Bach writes. So the Shach is not happy with this. The Shach. On page 27. Says the Shach, Sipkot Nechof. Lo Shimsha, lo Plug Rabbanim. Because Rina lo Shimsha at the Shimsha. Avagav the Shimsha Gufa Gzeria thought of Benish Moshe, Chashaz the Benish Moshe Pshuta. Kazu Rabbanim Tuva, the Kamaduchti. Truma Sedeshim. Kazu of Bach Mio in Dafka Shabaila Beir. Shain Baila Beir Yesh Lahakim. So then, first word, wide line, the Ain Dvar of Nirim, he says he doesn't like it. Because Talon, in other words, Lemaisa, the Trumas Hadeshin was talking, the Shayla of the Trumas Hadeshin was talking about when the Baila wasn't Be'ir. But the Bach says, well, when he answered the question, he didn't mention the issue of not Baila Be'ir, so he thinks he was only Machmir when it was Baila Be'ir. Because it was only mentioned in the question, it wasn't mentioned in the answer. So it's Mashma maybe that in the answer he held to be Machmir, but he wouldn't have been Machmir when Baila wasn't Be'ir. So the Shach says, Talonoda Shashela Shebetrumas Hadeshin Osa Mari Falatruvas Atzmo. He wrote the questions. Velosha Shalu Acherim. However, the Psokim, which is in the Truma, that was real answers to real people. But this, he wrote the questions. So if he wrote the question, and he speaks about, so he's the one who spoke about, but you see, if you say that someone else wrote the question, so you can say, someone else spoke about Baila Be'ir, but when the Trumas Hadeshin spoke about it himself, he didn't machmir in that case. But if he wrote the question too, so then anything in the question is like it's in the answer too, because he wrote the question. And if he's machmir, and the question said, even when not Baila Be'ir, and he's machmir, so that means he's machmir even if not Baila Be'ir. El adover poshut kevin to ashela mashva lehedya ain by labir loshimshem ken gam betshuva kein. So if in the question they was mashva by labir and not by labir, whether she didn't have tashmish amita because tam they didn't have tashmish amita, or was they didn't have tashmish amita because baila was not beir and he wasn't mechalek, no. So you see that there's no chiluk. Okay. Okay. Now, the question is, are there any leniencies regarding the 5 days? I mean, we got through saying that so many chumras to get to the 4 days, and now we're having a fifth day. So, are there any leniencies? So, the earliest source of leniency is the Pisrei Tshuva quotes the Shalom on page 26. What do I mean leniencies? So, I'm not talking now to chop off the 5 days. But what about chopping off the gzera? There was lo shimsha to shimsha. In other words, you'll have the 5 days, but you won't have the 5 days from the Riyah and onward. You'll have, some days before the Riyah, and you'll mitzaref it with the days of the Riyah. You'll have your 5 days. So is there any, there was, is this gzera that the Trumas Hadeshin quotes from the Or HaRuah, ironclad la'olam va'ed or not? So the Pisrei Tshuva quotes from the Shalom. Ayim b'Shalom. Shekosav, Maseh bo liyodvi, b'isha achas, shehaisa yom dalad l'nidosa.
So it was already the fourth day from when she started seeing blood. V'lo shimshim b'ayla b'layla shekodim riyosa. But the night before, she also didn't have tashvish. So it's already 5 days. V'itarti lo lilbosh levonim b'yomdal haskel lispor b'yomhe. He said, I permitted her to do a hefsek tara on the fourth day, which was the fourth day from Hariyah's dam, but it was the fifth day from when she last had tashvish amita. And he was matir. Why? In other words, he wasn't matir stam to chop off from the 5 days, but he was matir that to be makel on the gzera and to have days from before count. If you have days from before count, he's saying that it's lo shimsha is different and you're not being gozer. Why was the reason he was makel? Kim haisa maschel lispor biyom vav az haya ba lel tfila the lel shabbos achar yontif. Was if she would have kept the regular 5 days, the night of her tefillah would be Friday night, which was after Yom Tov was on Friday, and it would be Friday night, which was preceded by a Friday, which was Yom Tov. So what's wrong with that? So what's so bad? Umutav shenaniach chumra zu kidei lekarev hatefillah l'chafifa. Because normally we know there's a din of chafifa that a woman has to bathe herself to get ready for the mikvah, and she's not going to be able to do that on Yontif, so she's going to have to do the chafifa, say Thursday night, and she's not going to go to the mikvah. So normally you do the chafifa and then right away you go to the mikvah. But here a whole day is going to pass. So if we let her go to the mikvah the night before, on Thursday night, so then the chafifa is going to be somach to the tefillah. So if she only has to keep 4 days and she can insarif the day that night before to the five, so then this chumrah of the 5 days is not important, more important than the chafifa samach l'tfila, which is more important because that we don't want to have any chatzitzes coming about. Because of Nirlo, the Nivin Zeh, Avishimsha Yesh Lahatir. The Sidre Tara wants to say that maybe even she was Shimsha, we should be Makel on the day five, so she shouldn't have. The Shalom didn't want to go, Shalom only wanted to be Makel if you have 5 days, but the Mitzarev the day before, the day after. He wanted to say just chisel off that day. Oh. So you see here that certain poskim are willing to be makil in certain situations. I think they quote from the Taras Vas Yisrael at the Chazanish. For fertility issues is always the big question. If she's going to only ovulate on a certain time, and if she's going to have to keep all the 5 days, she'll will miss the ovulation period, and therefore it'll be a question of making so the post can talk about this. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. One second. On page 37, Chelek Beis in Yerideya. Dvar ha'isha shezeh kama shonim sheniseis lonis abra l'dais ha'rofim hu mishum shezman she'efshel lo l'saber hu v'lel ha'asiri mitchilas riyas ha'veseh shelo she'arbei pa'amim ira lo she'posekes liros dam b'yom ha'sheni. In other words, this woman is the day of the ovulation is the night of the 10th from when she already sees. So, but normal women are not going to be able to go to the mikvah till Motzai 12, but her day of ovulation is the night of the 10th, and a lot of times she only sees down for 2 days. So if she would already make a hefsek tara, she'd already be able to go to the mikvah Motzai 9, and then she'd have an opportunity to become pregnant either on that 9th, Motzai 9 or 10. So she'd have a window of opportunity to become pregnant. So it would be matter. Mokum pruvu. So
So Rav Moshe writes, Nochem Lanias, not near a poshet. Shalvatam pruvu lo nogu lahachmir, kolo shimsha. Rami tam lo plug. In other words, this gzeira of shimsha to lo shimsha, you can't say when it's going to be monea pruvu. You can't say it's going to be monea pruvu. You're going to be machmir? That's crazy. So therefore, he says that at the end of the tshuva, the last four lines of the tshuva, page 38, so he says what they should do is they should be poresh 3 days before the Riyas Dam, and then she normally sees Dam for 2 days, and then right after this, on the second day she stops seeing Dam, she'll already have Sektara, and then have Zayin Nekiyim, and then Motzai 9, she'll already go to the mikvah. In other words, so this gzeira of lo shimsha to shimsha, Rav Moshe is very much willing to be makel b'makom that, you know, with tziruf. In other words, he's not saying just do away with the 5 days. He's just saying do away with the gzeira of lo shimsha to shimsha. Oh, so they say that the Chazon Ish was makel even to just to shave off the fifth day. There's only a discussion I was discussing. Rabbi Yaakov Mintz was discussing with me. He was in Eretz Yisrael this year in Machon Pua. So one of the shailas that they had was that a woman just by mistake only kept 4 days, and then she kept the Zayin Kim, and then she went to the mikvah. So the question is, do we tell her now? Go to the mikvah next tomorrow night. So do we say that once you were tovel already, so you can be makel on the. In other words, the fifth day is only lechatchila. But if you went ahead and you were tovel, you could. So that's the discussion. He said there were 2 days in the Darkei Tshuva about that shaila. But certainly b'mokum peru revu. So to have to be choshish for this gzeira, as Rav Moshe thinks, is ludicrous. Well. So then, a couple of more shilas, and then I'm sorry for keeping you so late today, but I think it pays to finish this inyan today, and then Tuesday we'll start on Hefsek Tara. Okay, yeah.
If the important period is only 1 day, that would make a difference. Which way does the post intend to say? Make on the fifth day, or does it back up the
period? Well, yeah, it would be mistaber to try to. No, again, if you could do it through not even having to be makel, because we want to be makel on the least amount of things that we could. That was to accomplish what our goal is with trying to use the least amount of kulas possible. So if we could do it by having her be parish from her husband before the Riyah, so then at least we weren't makel on the 5 days. We only makel on the Shimsha to Lo Shimsha. But they say that the Chazon Ish was even willing to make il on day five, even without being Mitzarif the day before. Oh, what if the Shach discusses what if a person is counting Zayin Nekiyim, and in the middle of the Zayin Nekiyim, they had Riyas Dam. So obviously the Zayin Nekiyim are gone. So what about, so now that Zayin Nekiyim are gone, what does that mean? You start Zayin Nekiyim again? Of course. But you also have to have a five-day waiting period again, or no? Does the five-day waiting period with the have to always come right before the Zayin Nekiyim? Well, you had the five-day waiting period. Now you tried to have a Zayin Nekiyim, and it didn't go through. So now you're going to repeat the Zayin Nekiyim, but you also have to repeat another 5 days. So says the Shach in Chav Beis 27, page 27. In other words, if a woman saw blood within the Zayin Nekiyim, so she's going to have to repeat the Zayin Nekiyim, but she doesn't have to do another 5 days. She doesn't have to do the 5 days again. Why not?
Why not? She clearly wasn't bold, but who cares? Lo shimsha atu shimsha. Lo shimsha atu shimsha. So what, she wasn't boiled? No. But now she messed up the Shiva Nakim. She messed up the Shiva Nakim. So now she has to do a new Shiva Nakim.
Oh.
Well, oh, so you're saying, in other words, the question is, what's Pshat in the Shach? Why does the Shach make you not to require another 5 days? Why would you say that? You can say that she wasn't Mishamish during that time, but well, Shimsha to Shimsha. So how come the Gzera doesn't apply here? So Daniel says that what? Because she was Osa. So in other words, is that what you're saying? In other words, Daniel's making a chiluk, and that's the way some learn the Shach. That the Pshat in the Shach is that normally a woman's lo shimsha, but she could have been shimsha. So then you make a gzeira lo shimsha to shimsha. But when it was Osa for her, when it was Osa for her to shimsha, so, and she wasn't because it was Osa, so then there's no gzeira. So here it was Osa. Because she was waiting till the Zayinah came over, it's Asa. So she was waiting, so then he can't do it. That's the... Oh. You see, the famous Shaila is like this. There's a famous Shaila. Let me ask you what you think of the following Shaila. Okay, you ready for the Shaila? This is a solution that some poskim have, that a woman will go to the mikveh right after, in other words, the cessation of the blood. She'll see dam for 3 days, she'll do a hefsek tara, not right away, and then she'll wait zayin nikim, and then she'll go to the mikveh. Without any day four, not day five, she sees for 3 days, do a hefsek tara. How so? So the way is like this, by skipping a month. In other words, last month she'll not go to the mikveh. Last month she won't go to the mikveh. She'll remain tamei throughout the whole month. And now when she sees the new rias dam, for 3 days, so do we say that since she was usher for her to be nevelis, so therefore there's no gzera now. So therefore, after 3 days of Ria, she can have hefsek tara and go to the mikveh. Or do we say no? There's a difference between the case of the Shach and that case. Because this is a new Ria. This was a new Ria. So maybe any new Ria, there was a takana derabbanan that you need the 5 days. Or do you say no? You hear the Shaila. You hear the Shaila. Is this a good kula or not? Again, the kula is that she shouldn't go to the mikveh the month before, and this way she'll remain tamei the whole month, and now when she'll see dam again, she won't have to wait any extra days. Only the days of the Ria Saddam and the Zayin Nakim. So who says this kula? So there's a famous tshuva by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, where he matters based on this idea. Did I put it in the packet? I think I might have forgotten to Xerox it. But you look in Har Tzvi and Yoredeya, where he says this kula. And the kula, oh yeah, I have it here, on page 40. So he talks about the same question about the woman who has problems giving birth. So he writes in the top of the second column. No, page 40? I don't know. Oh, really? I have 40. They skip 40? Well, it's in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, where he writes, "Hu shetitpol aseirgin, v'ayim rasha be'echad benisan lo titpol boso chodesh klal." So she should remain tamei till the next month, never retire from the previous month's thing, and then you could say that's the same thing of the shach. That since the gzera doesn't apply when there's an isser for her to be nivel to him, then the gzera doesn't apply. Look, the Bach wanted to say the gzera shouldn't apply if its baila is not be'ir. So that already the shach didn't like. But here, it's usser al pidin. So maybe anytime it's usser al pidin, then you don't have a gzera. Oh. So, where does this come from? So there's another shach that we have to look at. The question is, what's the story of a kala before her wedding? So again, a kala before her wedding is also, she wasn't nivelus. So now, does she have to do, so what do we say for her? Should she just do a hefsek tara and Zayin Nekiyim, or does she have to wait? So the Taz says, on page 27, second arrow, Nira li kula akas bezeh, bekala, shepir sanida samach lukbasa, afil achar lukbasa, kodun shu nizatka imachasin shalot, eimam tenes klal. He says, a kala doesn't have to wait at all. So all she has to do is do a hefsek tara. Whenever she stops seeing blood, that's enough. A hefsek tara, and she can go ahead and count the Zayin Nekiyim. Some poskim say she should wait at least 4 days, not necessarily 5 days. But the shach quotes a minag, in the arrow here on the shach, shafil kala eino sofer shiva nekiyim ad yom chamishi, that even a kala should have 5 days. Oh, so the dogo mirvava wants to know, why is that? Was the Chora Kala, what's the pshat? See, you could say, a Kala is mamish like the case of not going to the mikvah, because a Kala didn't go to the mikvah, till now, right? So, not only she doesn't have a husband till now, but she didn't go to the mikvah, she's mamish asura. So maybe, right? So from the shach, one could say that you see from here, you still have to wait 5 days, even when she's asura. But you could say that case is different, because here she's not omed labia, because she doesn't even have a husband. But the Dogo Mervava on page 28 says, on the bottom, afil kamanosu b'shalo haysanida kodem Maria. He thinks that the kala he's talking about is a kala who got married very young, who never was a nida yet. So Mimela, that case, she was muteris. So Mimela, that case, you need the 5 days. That's what the Dogel Mervava says. So some poskim say, based on this Dogel Mervava, that it's all shot in the shach, that it's all tolay whether she was muteris or not. Whenever she's muteris, so then there's the 5 days. If she's not. But the Lechem V'Simla says, come on, that can't be, that's not shot in the shach. You know, to say that the shach was talking about only a kala that never had a riyas dam before, that's the kala he's talking, or a kala that it was a menekes beforehand, that, you know, some type of kala that went to the mikvah and then her husband died and she's a menekes so she didn't have dam, that's the kala you're talking about. So the Lechem V'Simla doesn't like the heter. So based on the Dogel Mervava, that's Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's heter. That whenever it's Osir, then you don't have the Gzera. So if you skip a month to do the Tefillah, then you don't have to worry about the 5 days. But the Lechem V'Simla, that's the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Rav Shlomo Gantzfried and Chav Beis,
The Shach's minig was that all kalas keep 5 days. And he doesn't like this. He thinks that, as he's going to write on page 30, that whenever the woman has a new riya, that's a new requirement and therefore she should require 5 days as well. So that's a debate in the poskim. And look, there's mokum lahakel, if that's an eitza, you know, b'mokum igun, b'mokum, you know, that's, you know, there are poskim that are willing to be makel on that. Then there's also another machlokus between the Sfardim and Ashkenazim. If a woman in Sif Yud Gimel on page 31, we said that the Sfardim don't have the Gzeira, but the Sfardim have another kula. The Sfardim hold that you can, based on the Rishonim that say that if a woman cleans out her rechem, she puts water over there and washes it out, so then that also gets rid of the whole problem of the 5 days. Even though until now we're saying they don't have the Shimshah to Shimshah, but they have to keep 5 days at least from before. Now he's saying, a woman wants to count right away. If she washes it out, that whole mokum, it's okay. And the Ashkenazim don't hold from this. Hagav yish omrim ein anu b'kiyim b'zeh b'zman hazeh. Those were not boki, I had to wash it out properly, and therefore ein l'smoch hazeh, b'hochi nohom. And that's the, Then another important question that the Miel Stucker has, what if a woman, on page 32, what if a woman went to the, she had her 5 days, right? She went to the mikveh. She had a zayin nikiyim. She went to the mikveh, and right after she comes out of the mikveh, the question, the Miel Stucker says, even when she came home, she found the kesem. So now she's tameh again, right? She's tameh again. Once she went to the mikveh, now it's a new. Everything starts fresh. The question is, would this woman have to now count 5 days and then the Zayin Nikim? Or could we say for this woman it's enough Zayin Nikim? Because over here she became mutter. She's mutter. Right? So here you don't have the svara to say that she was also. She is mutter. She wasn't Mishamish. So according to the svarim, it's not a problem because they're not choshish to Shimshah to Shimshah. But Ashkenazim are. So the Miel Stucker wants to be makel. The Miel Stucker wants to say that Shimsha Atu Lo Shimsha is only by her regular cycle. Over here, it was something, it was a Milsad Lo Shchiach. It wasn't her regular cycle. And for her to see blood right away after she comes out of the mikveh is an irregular thing. So Milsad Lo Shchicha Lo Gozer Rabbanan. You'll take a look. That's what the Miel Stucker wants to say. The Milsad Lo Shchicha Lo Gozer Rabbanan, and therefore, you don't need the 5 days. Because we're not Gozer. And the Sidrei Tara talks about it. He says some are makel only if she saw the blood before she came home. Once she came home, maybe not. But the Miel Stucker wants to be makel even if she came home, but they weren't Mishamish yet. And she saw Dam, she has to have another Zayin Akim, but not another 5 days. The Shach was talking about when she saw Dam within the Zayin Akim. So she never went to the mikveh yet. So there he says you don't need another 5 days. But the Miel Stucker is talking about well, she already went to the mikveh, so now you would say it starts fresh. That's the no. The Behuda has a tshuva. He's not happy with the people who paskin that once a woman went to the mikveh, she could just do the zayin nikiyim right away. He says hamore hazeh on page 36 lo hore karoi. First word on shetimne. I mean that's the Miel Stucker. To be makel on the 5 days, in that case, where she sees blood after the mikveh, you should be goaber. But you shouldn't punish the rabbi for giving the psak. He says, because there's so many chumras here. We started the shir off with all the... There's so many chumras. So, but bottom line is, that's the minimum. So you should be goer bo, with this rav who paska this way, but you shouldn't be manishim. Then one last point, two last points. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. This is a very interesting shaila. We said that the 5 days, if she's usher, it could be that you don't need the 5 days, right? If she's just not mimishamesh, so that's the machlokis fardim and ashkenazim, whether you have the chumrah of the gzeira shimshalah to shimshu or not. What if, before she sees dam, she was porish because of the din of ethos? So does that count towards the 5 days? Here, Taka, she's also. It's not also because she saw Nida, but it's also because the Yom HaVesis. So let's say she had the Yom HaVesis on Thursday, and she saw Dam that night. So she was Purish already the day of the Vesis, Als Vesis. So wasn't that Stam its Mutter? So can that case count for the 5 days? So Rav Moshe writes, on page 39, and she even follows the Orzarua call. That's a question, but Rav Moshe was makel that since she was Porish Machmas the Vesis, so then you shouldn't have the Gzeira of Shimsha to Lo Shimsha. That's number one thing. And the last point is the Taz on page 41. Actually, two more points. The Taz says on page 41, he quotes the Maral Miprag. You know, Rav Shecht always says that when the Maral Miprag was alive, he was known as a big poisik. There are a lot of times in Shulchan Aruch that the Maral Miprag, but after he passed away, the main thing we know him as a mystic. But when he was alive, he was more known for his halacha than his agada. It's just that the thing that he bequeathed for prosperity is his Sfarim on Agoda. So he writes here, Matasi b'shem Maral Miprag, Da'afal pi da'ashta nog almod na'anida maschelz limnos yom shishi, you wait 5 days, mikomokom maschelz limnos achar bir rishona, shal besulim. So a lot of, in other words, we know that the din is after bir rishona, the wife becomes anida because of dam besulim. But it's not a real din either, it's a din derabanan. So a lot of times, it's going to just lead into her regular riyah. It's not going to make a difference. But sometimes, if the regular is not going to be for another long, say 2 weeks, so now she'll be able to go to the mikvah before she gets to the next year. So do you have to keep 5 days over there or not? So the Maral Miprag is Mekel, Achar Bir Rishona, you only keep 4 days. That you don't have to worry about the Trumas Hadeshin's Hashash, that there won't be a chashash by the kala. Why not? I don't know. Maybe the weddings go late. I don't know. Okay, that's another point. And then Rav Vosner has a discussion. What if a woman saw a kesem and she was porish from her husband? And it turned out that the kesem was tahar, but she was porish because she thought maybe it's tummy. So could that count? And then she saw her regular. So does that also count? Rasa mara mesupa perishu machaka perishu neither. Lo ne miyomi me kesem kevish perishu mitash. I feel imachaka pasah mora harad a kesem tahar. So that's a big chiddush. That even though she was porish because she saw a kesem, then they went to the rabbi. They didn't go, and the rabbi said it was Taka Tahar, but they didn't know, so they were Porish Misafik. He says, still, since they did it Mitzad, that might be Osir, even though Taka Lamitzias wasn't Osir, it still could count for the, even for the Ashkenazim, it could count for the 5 days. Okay, let me apologize for going over so much, but I figured that we should finish the Inyan
this way, and on Tuesday we'll continue with the next inyan. Let's just review. We discussed the different shitas in the Gemara about how many onos you have to keep. Is it 3 days? Is it 4 days? Is it 5 onos? We passed in 6 onos. And then the issue of Poleta Shechvazera, is it a Din Riyah, is it a Din Maga, we passed the Din Riyah. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is only by the Ziva, not by Keri, so therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Shitas Rivet only for Taras. Shitas Ramban, if you walked around, it's not a problem. The Meiri need Hargosha, the Rambam is only 3 onos. Then the Chumrah of the Truma Sadeshin of the 5th day of Bein Hashmoshos, and then the Chumrah of Lo Shimshu. Shimsha after Shimsha, and then the case of the Shach, Shishor Kesim B'Tov Zayin Yomim, you don't have to keep another 5 days, and then the question whether you can skip a month or not, or the Taz says by Kala just doesn't have to keep these days, the Shach has a minig of 5, Dogen Bravava says maybe the Shach was only talking about a Kala Sholarasa, so therefore she was Muteris, so therefore there's the Gzera, and then the minhag of 7 days that the Rambam quotes, the Bach explains not to forget the Daraisa, and then the meal stuckers chiddush that even if she saw dam after the tefillah, she still doesn't have to keep the 5 days, and the Ramosha's chiddush that the yom vesis could count towards the 5 days, and then Rav Rosner says even kesem that was nifsak l'taher that they were porish misafik. Also, good count.